Welcome back to the O-Wrestling Podcast. I'm your host, CW. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure to hit that bell on YouTube and subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app or just on YouTube, which is probably way easier. How you guys doing? How are you? Today, we're talking about the debut of Big Joe Tessitore as commentator on Monday Night Raw and investing in quote-unquote part-time talent. So, Joe Tessitore, the famed sports anchor slash holy moly host, made his Raw debut this past Monday. And I think the sentiment has been mostly positive. I don't read Twitter or X or whatever the hell they're calling it now. But I do read rumors, and I hear that people enjoyed his work. I checked out some comment sections on wrestling websites, and people seem pretty okay with him. I mean, it's hard to judge a guy on one performance, and his first performance in this sort of medium. It is different than a sportscaster. But WWE has been trying for the past year or so, maybe more. No, I think the merger with TKO, or the purchase by TKO, has really kicked this off. Changing their presentation and kind of how they're structuring their show to be more like a sport versus, the old WWE presentation before. So you could tell with the camera angles, you can tell when they were doing all those drone shots, which I miss. I miss the drones. They need to bring those back. The arena drone shots were always cool. They changed the way they have the entrances where they follow from the back to the arena. Everything has been upgraded just a little bit, just to give people a more of a glimpse inside, to give more of a big, sports arena feel to things. They have new lower third graphics that say coming up next, or what's to come and what happened before, which I like. In terms of, keeping the fans, especially on a three-hour show, engaged into, what has happened prior. It's all been picked up. And one of those things is the commentators. So WWE has tried in the past to bring on, for lack of a better term, non-wrestling personalities onto the commentator team or, whatever. And it's been, not great in the past, but there have been standouts like Pat McAfee, who is football guy, came in and honestly just he was so much himself that he got the crowd over. He made a friend in Michael Cole, and they make for a great pairing. They have a lot of fun. They play off each other really well, and it's a very good vibe between them when they're on Monday Night Raw together. And Pat McAfee will be back in January when Raw moves to Netflix. But Pat McAfee is, for lack of a better term, a part-time talent. When football season starts, he's gone. And that's fine. I think it's good that he has an investment in WWE. He's really good at what he does. But also that we get to miss him a little bit. Distance makes the heart grow fonder. So when he comes back, it's always a big deal. Whenever his music hits, people tend to get excited, especially when you're like, where's he been for this whole time? And then he pops back up, and then he makes a big splash. Joe Tessitore coming in on Raw, I believe, is another bid to move WWE into the sports arena by having a very sports voice on the commentator desk. Now, as I was watching on Monday Night Raw, I liked it. I thought there were some quirks, like he was speaking very low. I think I saw someone attributed to his energy level. I don't think it had anything to do with his energy level. I think it was more to do with what he's done prior. I don't think he understands how low his natural, like, commentator voice is. I think that's the tone and level that he has to do for something like baseball or whatever. But when you come to WWE, everything is up a notch. Like, he has to speak up a lot. And it's less about energy and more about projecting through the mic over the crowd and the music and everything that's happening. I never noticed it before, but if you really watch or listen to the commentators, they're kind of yelling a little. They're yelling over people behind them. They're yelling into the arena. They're speaking over all the noise that's happening in the match. And Tessitore was not doing that whatsoever. He felt very, like, two octaves too low to be on TV. But he was very engaging. And he was, he brought a weird gravitas to the desk, like I said he probably would a couple months ago. And I called it. I said that he was going to be paired with Wade Barrett. I might have said it to myself and not on an actual episode. But I did say that they're going to move Michael Cole to Corey Graves because that pairing makes more sense. And it makes the most sense to have Wade Barrett work with Joe Tessitore because Barrett is a great quote-unquote heel commentator. He's great color. And he can help usher Joe along with his commentary, right? Having something that Joe can definitively react to. And that's what they did. And it felt right. And Joe had the great energy when, you know, Judgment Day was out there and he was calling a great match. And I think he got lost in the sauce a little bit, which is fine for a guy who's never done this before, his first night, and having to readjust from what he's used to in quote unquote real sports. I think he did a fantastic job. My question is, and I'll leave this to you, how much do you invest in part-time talent? Like, I don't know how long Joe Tessitore is going to be on a commentary desk, because again, once they move to Netflix, Pat McAfee's coming back, and Michael Cole's going back with him, and then I assume Graves and Barrett are going to take back the SmackDown desk. I think maybe Joe Tessitore takes Corey Graves' spot and they do SmackDown on USA. I don't know. But if they don't, and Joe goes away for however long he goes away, how long or how much do you invest in people who aren't there full-time? It's like do you like, for a lack of a better example, a Logan Paul, who is very much part-time and had the title as a part-time person, which is not anything new. Brock Lesnar was a part-time guy for many years, held a title that no one could get back. Roman Reigns was part-time, sort of. It was storyline driven, but he was part-time for a long time, but it made for more interesting appearances from him. Pat McAfee, part-time guy, for lack of a better term, just know that that's what I mean. He's part-time, he kind of goes away and comes back. And how much do you, as a fan, invest in liking certain personalities on either a commentary desk or in the ring? I personally like the space between having, you know, big personalities on a show. It makes them more of an attraction. That's what Brock's whole deal was. It was, he shows up and it's like a carnival. The whole thing is a carny show, right? You want a big attraction to pop up and, you know, make a splash and make some money and then go away so that they stay a big attraction. I think Pat McAfee is a great quote unquote big attraction for the desk with Michael Cole. Whenever he comes back, you see how elated Michael Cole becomes. And they're going for that with the debut on Netflix, I suppose. So I wish Joe nothing but the best. I loved him on Holy Moly, and I remember him vaguely on other sports things, but I think he's going to grow into the role. And if he sticks around and he becomes like a very prominent part of a commentary desk in WWE, I'm all for it. I love his voice. His voice is very soothing and calming, and it's great for the sport. What do you think? How did you think he did on Raw? Let me know in the comments. Thank you so much for listening. This has been the O Wrestling Podcast. And don't you ever forget.
I'm your friend, but if I ever see you in the ring, I can beat you. Don't you know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.